Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, Come, Holy Spirit, Come.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. We are moving through the Easter season. This is Wednesday of the sixth week. Yet we still find ourselves in the midst of this global calamity, struggling to get through it, break through it, during this Easter season. And what we are given in our gospel text today is a very hopeful invitation. Tomorrow, Thursday, is worldwide Ascension Thursday, where Jesus takes leave of his disciples. For many in different places, this will be celebrated this coming Sunday. In either case, within 10 days, we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost, a celebration of that great outpouring of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we need to remind ourselves at this point, then, what a gift that Holy Spirit is. And in fact, throughout Christian tradition, going back to St. Augustine and before, and with St. Thomas Aquinas, that they considered the word gift a proper name for the Holy Spirit. For indeed, not only is the Holy Spirit God's gift to us, but the one through whom so many gifts are given. Gifts of faith, hope, and love. The gifts of the sacraments. The gift of our callings in life. As well as gifts like peace, love, joy, all those fruits of the Holy Spirit. So we're moving more and more in that direction where our awareness is being raised to this Holy Spirit who has been and is being given to us. It is especially in this time of pandemic that this is good news. For the gospel tells us that Jesus, ready for departure, is saying, there's a lot more I have to say, a lot more that I have to teach. But enough is enough. Rather, I am going to send you another advocate, as he has referred previously to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. So let us simply pause for a moment in our own minds and with some gratitude, thank God for this gift, who is the source of strength and courage, one of whose fruits or gifts is that of wisdom, and realize that it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we will break through this pandemic, come to a new level of understanding as we ourselves search for deeper meaning within it and in our own lives. Now, the name that is given this Holy Spirit in these latter chapters of the Gospel of John, chapters 14 through 16, Jesus refers to the Spirit as the Spirit of truth. The Spirit is associated with truth. So not only are we given this power, which can be transformative in our lives, in whom we place our hope and trust, but the Spirit deepens within us also then the desire for truth. Ultimately, of course, truth, with a capital T, is God himself. But that God's truth is also made manifest among us and on earth. And thus it is not only that we struggle through this pandemic and global crisis, but that we become concerned about how truth has lost its value currently in so much of political discourse around the world and in my own country here in the United States. In other words, let us pray for this gift of the Spirit. Let us pray in gratitude, but let us also pray that the Spirit come among us this Pentecost and renew among all of us that commitment to truth, that desire. People have asked, how do we talk with one another in what some have called a post-truth age? Is that not an incredible negative mark against what we could hardly anymore call civilization, if indeed we live in a so-called civilized society that is post-truth, no longer committed to truth, no longer even always able to discern truth, when there are so many enemies to truth, enemies of the Holy Spirit? In the Second Ecumenical Council of the Church at Constantinople in 381, there was a condemnation of those who were considered enemies of the Holy Spirit, at that time denying the Spirit's full equality and divinity with the Father and the Son. But there are enemies of the Holy Spirit among us today. And so let us take up the challenge and renew within ourselves, but also among us, this commitment to live lives of truth, as with hope and confidence we welcome this gift of the Holy Spirit, especially as we approach this coming solemnity of Pentecost, only about 10 days away. Thank you.